start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial. The biggest obstacle to learning isn't the lack of intelligence or poor teaching methods. It's our own preconceptions about what we know. Let's learn more on today's episode.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. Or should I say, welcome to the Jay Allen Show. Take it for whatever you want, either way. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about the biggest obstacles to learning, what really stops us from becoming better. And listen, as we talk about this, of course, you can put some of this methodology and some of the stuff that we're going to talk about in regards to organizations. Think about it as we're going through the whole thing, because there's so many times that we sit back and go, what is it that's preventing us from growing as either people or organizations? So let's talk about that today. The biggest obstacle to learning is the belief that we already know it. Oh boy, does that sound familiar. This saying, the origins are not, you know, concretely known as right now. However, we know that both Zen masters and old Steve Hawkins himself are linked to this, or a very similar statement, proving how reasonable the idea is. When people who have lived in such different times and environments can both state something with absolute certainty, it's clear that the concept in question was immense value and usefulness. So let's explain what is meant in detail here. So life as a sim, yeah, let's go about this. It's usually a good thing when we use, when we're sure about something, we can proceed with our actions without fear or worry that we might be wrong and negatively affect us. However, sometimes it certainly can hinder our ability to see others' options around us. As people say, the words is full of opportunity. So think about that. The trouble comes when we get too used to the one specific way of doing things. When this happens, we often become ignorant to all of the possibilities because we know our method works. We forget what it was. In fact, an exploration process that brought us to the initial solution that were likely to many more, many even better ideas that are available if we keep searching. And that's sometimes what happens. We just stop searching. So the process describes above about how when this happens, we have the initial approval or success that start doing the action that led us into the loop. It occurs most often when we already are busy with a lot of other things that life throws to us. We get used to relying on the same action leading to some effects repeatedly, so we don't even acknowledge that, you know, that the situation is improved. Our brain is on autopilot in those moments. We disregard the presence and how we can change it because we are too busy thinking about all the other things on our to-do list. That's one of the minuses of the fast-paced environment, that most of us are too familiar with it. So how do we change it? Maybe that's the question that we should be asking today. Well, childlike wonder seems to be a good place to talk about this. The exact opposite of mindset of what we were just talking about is that of a child. Kids are, well, totally curious. And for them, boundaries or habits are almost non-existent. We realize that both these concepts are great things to have in moderation, and that every adult should strive to improve on them from making themselves feeling a little bit more comfortable with being that open-minded in regards of doing some of the stuff. However, sometimes boundary turns into limits and habits turn into, well, compulsions. That's because, well, we tend to stop questioning the existing method, and thus every other solution or idea becomes irrelevant. That's when we start stopping us from, bettering our current situation. The other thing is that likely happens to us is that when we ourselves, as we become the most knowledgeable person regarding a particular topic, at least that's how we see it in our mind, or inside of certain organizations, when we are sure that there's nothing new to learn or no one else to learn it from, we are less likely to consider ideas that are outside of the box. However, the belief that we already know everything about a topic is more likely to limit the possibility of better understanding something instead of boosting it. Think about it. Think about how often this occurs, that you talk about something and then you go, well, I already know that. I'll tell you one of the most interesting stories that I have ever seen in my martial arts career, and I say career because I've done it for such a long period of time, was I remember there was a person that finally got their black belt in a particular school that I was in. And at that particular moment, they pretty much believed that there was nothing else more to learn, which that's really not the case. It is not about getting to a point. It is about the journey. And of course, you can always learn more. Just because you obtain something doesn't mean that you're there. It is not, the end all be all. Just think about that. So think about this, not to mention that there was a time when the status quo, we are so relevant on now what was out of the box ideas of thinking. I mean, think about this. At one particular point, we thought of certain concepts that we use in the world of safety that were totally out of the box. And then now we use them like they're everyday practice and no problem. So as we grow older, it's normal to rely more upon, tried and tested methods. However, this shouldn't discourage us from trying new things. Different perspectives, people with a device background and different kind of knowledge, and even simply answering seemingly effortless questions can lead us to a beautiful new realizations. I mean, think about this. Think about if you start listening to what other people have to say on how things can change for you. So this is why being curious, asking for more information, and talking with those who know a little bit less than us, are all vital parts to improving ourselves. I mean, think about how we almost tie that in verbatim to learning teams. Think about it. It's that curiosity and things on how we move around and ask so many questions. So let's talk about this other thing that could be very important here, which would be shifting perspectives. So how do we change from the mindset, from one mindset to another? Well, that's a good one. And let's think about this from a organizational standpoint as well. Well, it all starts in how we think and therefore the words that we use. Think about this and how important this is on the words that we use. Instead of saying, I already know this, or this is boring, try thinking of aspects you weren't sure of asking questions about them. Think about this. Think about how the words that you use are so powerful. Also, instead of focusing on your understanding, engage with those around you and talk about the ideas and perspectives. This way, you have an even bigger pool of possible knowledge. The doors that this sort of communication opens are endless. Think about it. If you're willing to talk to people and go, hey, let's see where we can go with, it changes everything up. And not only that, it changes those around you will love sharing their ideas, which will help you build a closer relationship. And think about how your organization can change if that's what we're looking and doing here. So with that being said, how do you actually handle it nowadays? Maybe that's the other aspect to start thinking about. So if we can final thought this thing, maybe it should go something like this. it's sometimes easy to get caught up in knowledge and ideas we already have. We can get used to how we do something rather than quickly, and thus never think of ways to improve it. However, we as a species, well, we're really just curious. An excellent way to prove this point is to consider how many questions children ask on a daily basis. Think about this. If we try to keep some sort of curiosity regarding the grown-up world we live in, we will likely surprise ourselves with how much we don't know about it. And with the realization of how much we can learn and improve every day, we will likely start changing for the better a little bit every single day. That's a beautiful way of thinking, and the world becomes an endless source of possibilities. Think about that. If you change your mindset in regards of this all-important topic of what our biggest obstacles of learning are, things can change for you dramatically. Think about it. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe. So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.